Today we will conclude our series on Asma'ul Husna, and as we have been doing so throughout this series, let's just begin with the ayah of Quran, ayah 110 of Surah Bani Israel, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, قُلْ ادْعُوا اللَّهَ أَوْ ادْعُوا الرَّحْمَنَ أَيَّامًا تَدْعُوا فَلَهُ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى. Say, O Muhammad, call upon Allah or call upon the Rahman, whichever you call upon, He has the best of names. We focused on the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where he said, تَخَلُّقُوا بِأَخْلَاقِ اللَّهِ, adopt in yourself the akhlaq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in accordance with the hadith, today, in conclusion, I'd like to try and put together all the Asma'ul Husna and see if we can implement it into our lives. Well, the awakening within one that we have to apply this akhlaqiyat into our lives to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He said, Abdi ati'ani, my abd, obey me, faja'alaka masali, I shall make you like me, ana hayyun la amut, faja'alaka hayyun la tamut, I am alive, never to die, I shall make you to live, never to die. Well, that awakening enables one to empty one's heart of everything except the desire to draw close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in order to enhance our relationship with others. When the heart is emptied of negative traits, then the Rahman, the Rahmaniyat in one, the Rahma precedes our anger towards creation, and we become Rahim, compassionate towards believers. When the heart is empty of ego, then there is no inappropriate anger and desires, and one can be controlled by reason in relationships with others, manifesting the attribute of al-malik over oneself. Reason becomes the dominant force. The emptied heart is then cleansed. It applies al-quddus. It's cleansed of prejudgments, stereotyping of others, or prejudice and discrimination. The heart is filled with peace for others, as-salam, because it's eliminated all negative attitudes towards them. And it is during this stage that then one seeks refuge in Allah, the giver of iman, the al-mu'min, for the fear, stress and pain that accompanies the loss of false identity or ego is then gone. Now, one seeks refuge from failures and is able to relate to others without fear, because al-mu'min is one's refuge. Guarding against wronging others gives us the attribute of al-muhaymin, of protection, seeking to overcome the powers which may try to divide us from those who are spiritually on the same level as us. We use the attribute of Al-Aziz, implementing Allah's will with Al-Jabbar, and getting rid of any pride with Al-Mutakabbir. Being creative to be able to conceive the possibilities within things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us in our fitrat, we manifest the attribute of Al-Khaliq, how we shape our friendship into a unique beauty, manifests Al-Musawwir. And this will show the extent to which we manifest the maker of perfect harmony, Al-Bari'u. We begin our recreation of the self, returning to our true self, therefore being a forgiver of those who have wronged us, to manifest Al-Ghaffar. And once we manifest the signs, we no longer point out imperfection or fault of other mu'mineen. We try to cover their imperfections rather than indicate them, praying for our own wrongdoings, and knowing that a sign of being forgiven is that we will no longer continue to commit the mistakes that we already make. in return to the true self, when we control our emotions and behavior, our attraction to pleasure and avoidance of harm, and manifest yakahar. We become bestowers, becoming, manifesting al-wahhab, seeking spiritual sustenance and nourishment from the al-razaq, enabling one to sustain ourselves in order to open our hearts to his rahmah and generosity through al-fattah, pleading to the al-alim for knowledge that can only but come from him, and this knowledge is called irfan. Then we continue to counsel the nafs to the positive, trying to prevent the development of the negative by becoming a constrictor through al-qabid one moment and an expander al-basid the next. We turn from that which is false with al-khafid to praise truthfulness with ar-rafi', raising our friends to positions of honor with mu'izz while humbling ourselves with al-muzil, guiding others to perfection with as-sami' as they behold the signs in creation with their hearing, and al-basit. Strengthened by these tensions, we counsel ourselves to truth and justice, drawing from the vibes of al-hakam, placing things in position appropriate to them with al-adl, and relating to others with the gentleness of al-latif and compassion, and we are rewarded with the consciousness, the awareness of the consciousness, which is al-khabir. We then recognize the need to be forbearing, al-halim, not quick to judge others. This morality causes one to reflect on one considers to be magnificent, al-aziz, about oneself. And anything that would lead us to self-conceit, vanity and arrogance towards others. Indeed, then there is a need to die to the false self and to perfect the real self. Strengthening iman in order to enhance the possibility of response to being al-ghafoor, the concealer of faults of others, and being ash-shakur, thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for his blessings. And knowing that we're doing this only for al-ali, for his satisfaction, to strive to gain nearness, closeness to him. We seek Allah's protection and therefore become al-hafiz, a protector to those around us. We seek to maintain Allah's will through al-muqit in our relationship with others and not the will of this or the other person. Finally, we act as al-hasib, reckoners, doing a daily accounting of our deeds before the day is over and before the day of the final accounting at this stage. Spiritual power comes from being majestic, from al-jaleel, manifesting itself in various signs within them, each of the signs empowering more jalal than the other. Being generous through al-qareem, vigilant through al-raqib, responding to the requests of others through al-mujib in need, gaining extensive knowledge of the world through al-wasi, becoming wise through al-hakim, giving through the sense of loving, through al-wadud to others what we need ourselves, perfecting our moral qualities with al-majid, and giving life through knowledge, bearing witness to the visible and invisible alike through ash-shaheed, and finally the power to the sense of the real, the truth, al-haq. As the trustees of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, al-wakil of nature and the universe, one becomes strong, al-qawi, and firm al-mateen in defeating the enemies within and carrying out this trusteeship, becoming a friend al-wali to the friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This gives the strength to avoid the negative, be attracted to the praiseworthy al-hamid, as then one becomes a muhsi, a reckoner for wrongdoings, seeking an understanding of the originator, the al-mubdi' and the restorer al-mu'id. Cleansing our hearts of worldly desires through al-muhyi, looking at life that is permanent. moving towards perfection, slaying the false self through al-mumit, being conscious of the true living self, al-hay, gaining a sense of objectivity through al-qayyum, and expressing a richness of character through al-majid, perfecting our perception and character, moving towards unifying towards Tawheed with al-wahid and al-ahad, and becoming a model, a samad for others. Then able, with al-qadir and muqtadir, to perfect actions, direct motivations towards assuming this noble akhlaqiyat trait in relationship with others, praying to al-muqaddim, the promoter, to advance them and those to whom they relate to on the path, and not to fall under the effect of yawm akhir, the postponer, because of the weakness of motivation in action. We then take the initiative, being the first, al-awwal, in devotion, and last, al-akhir, in reproaching others for their faults without first recognizing our own. We then manifest through al-zahir, the hidden, the al-batin qualities that have been transformed through this process, seeking the help of al-wali, the governor, to control the self from rebelling against Allah's commands. We confess our belief al-muta'ali, through al-muta'ali in Allah, by doing good through al-bar to others in need. Being a repenter, turning to Him through at-tawwab of past mistakes, and being an avenger through al-muntaqim towards the enemy within. We erase with al-af the wrongdoings done by us to others in perfecting our actions and motivations. And finally, we become ar-ra'uf, clement towards others, bearing witness to the majesty and the ownership and the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of Malik al-Mulk, finding certainty of Iman in His majesty and bounty in Dhul Jalali wal Ikram, and as the Abd of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, demanding justice through al-Muqsit for others, uniting through al-Jami', the similar and dissimilar things in the relationship with others, serving others as spiritually rich through al-Ghani and al-Mughni, avoiding the negative and harmful through al-Mani', while realizing that we grow through experiencing pain and hardship through al-Dhar, as well as the beneficial and pleasure and nafi', as Allah's will operates in the universe. And at the last stage, we manifest an inner light and nur, as we recognize that all knowledge, all feeling and all behavior comes from the light of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We become closer to become guides, al-hadi for others, because now we manifest a quality that distinguishes us from others, al-badi, engaging ourselves in work that is considered to be everlasting through al-baqi, because everything will return to the inheritor, al-warith. And finally, as the right in guidance to ar-rashid and guide to right behavior, we become patient with as-sabur. I sincerely hope that you will continue with reading about these most beautiful names of Allah, even if this is the only thing we do in our lives, applying them to our lives, then definitely success in getting close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ours. May Allah accept the efforts of all who strive to be close to Him and Him alone.